What's up, y'all? This is Trey from Holy Culture at the Mic Drop movie premiere a few hours before we kick off. I'm in the room, and I'm so pleased to be in the room with P.I.D., otherwise known as Preachers in Disguise.
Yes, what's sir. Up, brothers?
Hey. Good to see y'all. What? Listen, for those who may not know who you are, which is shame on them for not knowing at this point. However, there will be a few. Why don't y'all just briefly introduce yourselves?
Sure, why don't you go on start right
now? Yeah, okay, my name is Rich Martin.
Here, introduce yourself.
I am Ace One, the MC from the Bronx, New York.
All right.
I'm Jay Johnson, otherwise known as King Solomon Jay.
And I'm Fred Lynch.
You know, I'm not going to let that pass what just happened right there. I noticed how you massively passed it to the left and right, then brought it back so you can hold the mic, brother. That was good.
It's called mic control.
I see
MCs.
That.
MCs.
Did y'all pick that up? I guess y'all used to dealing with him that way. Yeah, that was really good. I said, that's good right there. That was really good. Okay. So how PID get started, man?
So PID started back in the late 80s.
Yeah.
I had just graduated from Bible school. I went to Bible school at 16 years old. And when I got out, I started working in this inner city church. And I was only 19 when I graduated. Mm-hmm. And I started a gospel rap group. And we started as an outreach. And it was a part of our group. And one of the specific lines, we would go out and we'd start preaching. And we'd start rapping. Mm-hmm. And people would start gathering because they hear us rapping. We'd rap in the parks. We'd go to the projects. We'd go to the apartments. And we just set up speakers, set up our turntables, and start rapping. And people start gathering. And then we do a message. Yeah. We found out the longer we preach, the more people start going. When we start rapping, they start coming. So we decided to start putting our, of course, much of our preaching in our raps, as well as have different things that we could say that we felt was just words that were just inspirational words and then go on to the next. And so one of the guys that was a part of, he was in my youth group. He came up with the lyric, don't look upon us to idolize. We're just Holy Ghost preachers in rap in disguise. Mm. And that stood. And that was one of our first songs that we did called Don't Bow. Yeah. We're P.I. running for the prize. Don't look upon us to idolize. We're just Holy Ghost preachers in rap in disguise. And it was just like, yeah, that's what we do, who we are. And so it stuck.
Nice. So how many years has it been for y'all now, man?
Call it what it is. This is the godfather, right? This is the guy that was the foundation for PID. I came on to back up the first team in that regard. Right. So our relationship, you know, outside of the music has been some 20 some odd years of doing the music and doing ministry together, actually.
Yeah.
For us, in regards to just our relationship, has been, you know, 20 plus years.
20 plus years.
Yep.
Yeah, 20 plus years. Nothing else to be said.
Right. And so this, I mean, we're at a momentous event, man. This Mic Drop movie piece that is a couple of angles I want to talk about. One, the reunion aspect of it, man. The another chapter in the story, right? But also, man, just that the way Christian hip hop is going through your life as a component of ministry, right? I know you all are involved in other things as well. So I would love to start there. What are you doing now? People go, man, what is Fred doing now? What's King Solomon doing now? What is Rick doing now? Give people a glimpse into your life.
Sure. I mean, as I said, my greatest production is being a father. My kids are in their early 20s now, and so that has been wonderful. So I am taking care of my beautiful, wonderful wife and living in a little bitty home and fixing it up. Yeah. But also I'm traveling in ministry. I still travel. I'm an evangelist at heart, so I still travel. For about 8 years, I traveled in speaking in public schools. Mm. So I do a mixture of preaching in the church and using, you know, kind of the whole Christian word, because I'm a Bible nerd, still love the word, still love scripture, as well as going into the secular world, those that are non-Christian, and learning how to take a message of truth and just present it in a way that doesn't have all the quote unquote Christian words, Christianese. And so for 8 years, I spoke in a nonprofit in schools and just did that and did soul care. Yeah. That drove me to a point of what is a big part of what I'm doing now is called the Sacred Hum. And so it's basically meditation. I became a big fanboy of meditation, contemplative prayer, being still, as the scripture says, be still and know that I'm God. So that's a big part of what I do is the Sacred Hum. I lead people, guide people in meditation. And I've figured out a way how to do where hip hop meets meditation. Yeah. And so that's my thing. That's my love. That. And we'll talk about that later. Love what this dude is doing. Got to hear about that. And you got to hear about what Solomon J.
It's not a big deal. It's not. No, you know, but God is good. Because a part of the aspect of doing the music led me to where God wanted me to be as far as being a lead pastor.
Yeah.
So since 2006, I've been founding and lead pastor of Life Community Church here in Arlington, Texas. And the premise of it is discipleship, mm-hmm. and dealing with younger people with gifts and talents, but causing them to not be ashamed of their relationship with God in who they are.
Mm.
You know, so for me as their pastor, you know, many of the young people, the idea is like when they see me, because this is me, this is what I do. Where are we looking for the senior pastor? Here he is.
Right.
You know, and it gives them a confidence. They're not feeling like they have to fit into a churchy mold.
Right.
When it comes to their walking in relationship with God. So been doing that with my wife, raised our sons. I have grown adult sons, and I'm so glad that they're grown and adult. And I'm proud of them. I'm proud of the work that they're doing. Yeah. And in the right now, I mean, when you talk about our relationship, all of our relationships, we've constantly been in contact with each other on in and out, doing things. I produce and do music and things of that nature. So I throw them a track a couple of times in the year and say, do something with this, please, so we can maybe do something.
Yeah.
So we do that. But me and Fred, we've had opportunities to travel on an evangelical tip. You know, just ministering to young people. So it's just been busy, man. Just, you know, staying busy with what God has given us and just looking for the next, you know, what's the next thing.
And we have our new reunited edition. My man Jay just moved back from Pittsburgh, man.
Yeah, so, you know,
I'm from Philly, man.
From Philly?
Yeah, you came back. What made you come back from the East?
So I have grown children down here, and I have three grandsons. You see my shirt today. I was at my youngest turned two today, so had to go do that. But, you know, I still feed people's souls, but I feed it with food.
Yes, he does.
I'm a chef.
Professional.
Yeah, okay. I took a position here in Arlington, Texas. I'm executive chef. I'm going to give a plug out to the Egg Bar, Brunch and Bar. It's a brunch bar down in the Highlands in Arlington.
We're happy to take a sample run.
I do other things, but that's just my job as far as cooking. I do caterings and things like that. But, you know, I'm always in Texas because of my grandchildren and, you know, always make sure possibility to meet up with either one of these guys. And this has just been great because we haven't, I don't think I have performed on stage in 27 years.
Wow.
On stage.
Right. On stage. We perform all the time.
We perform all the time. Right. But this is awesome because, you know, I was going to be down here, but I moved back down here about a month ago.
Yeah.
So everything is just playing in a part again. Man. Just seeing that stage and going out there, man, it just... You know, I almost jumped off of it, but you know, I'm older. So,
you know, one of the things you said, man, being a pastor, I can imagine too that the young people, and then particularly creatives, mm-hmm. right, really appreciate, you know, your leadership being taught. We talked about this last night, man. The shepherding that creatives need, you know, to go through the process they go through, failure, getting back up, persisting. And so on and so forth. Yeah. I'm sure they appreciate that, man. Yeah.
You know, the thing about it is, and I thank God in the process because I downplay what I do here.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want them, and it's something that you said in terms of even the start of the rap, don't idolize me.
Yeah.
You know, don't come to my church because, he's this.
Exactly.
And da, 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 da.
Yeah.
If you're going to get fed, if you're going to come by the leading of the Spirit. And when you come... When this information about me comes out, just know that it's to help you with what it is that God is giving you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I really don't push or promote the aspect of what I did as far as, you know, because a lot of people get off on going to church because, this person, I go to this person's church and things of that nature. And I never wanted what God blessed me with to become the idol that causes them to go to church. Because then if I fail you, then... You're leaving the church.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it shouldn't be about that. So
gotcha.
Thank God for the opportunity, definitely. Right. And, you know, when the conversations come, it's like, we didn't know you did that. And it's like, it's on purpose.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean? It's on purpose.
But they'll also go, now I get how you relate to me, right?
Indeed.
That's wonderful. So what was it like, man, coming into the room yesterday?
Oh, my gosh.
Catching up with each other, but then also just with everyone, man.
Dude, it felt like a family reunion.
Yeah.
That's one way to say it. It felt like what heaven's going to have to feel like.
Mm.
It was a glimpse of glory because it's people that you see, and the moment they strike. Like, I saw four or five people that I saw, and was like, oh my God, oh my God. And like this floods of memories, emotions, good times, struggles, hard times that we struggle. Like, it's two or three people that I saw last night that we were in a car together crying. We were mad, cussing mad, you know, saying like, you know, why ain't they giving us no love, no respect, but just pushing on.
Yeah.
It's been conversation.
Snowstorm with soup.
Thank you.
Stuck.
And it's like
people don't get ain't have no spot. They're like, we don't know where we're gonna put y'all.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then pushing on, it's been plenty of times where we've called each other and say, I'm quitting. I'm quitting. And then I'll just start again tomorrow.
Yeah.
And you can't tell that to everybody, right. But you got friends, you got people, and it's like to see them is like, okay, we made it this far. We actually made it.
Yeah.
Hey, you know? Yeah. And so it was just a beautiful thing. It really was beautiful.
Yeah. You know, when you, I can only imagine what it was like to get the call about this movie being made and get, you know, yourselves together and start going through it. Now that you're at the point that it's going to premiere, it's coming out. How do you think about it, man, in terms of, you know, what do you pray about in terms of what you hope it accomplishes, man, as a part of, you know, because again, this, to me, it's just a continuation of your ministry.
One thing that is a big, deep prayer for me and a hope is that if anything, the foundation, the shoulders that have been identified, right? So it's so much of what's happening in hip hop. It's just so obscure. We're just artists just trying to do our thing, just trying to get out there and all of that. You don't even know why you made it as far as, why did an Andy Mineo made it when it was 25 that was better than him, but that was a blah, 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 and all that. And you may feel like you're better than him. Well, it's because Andy Mineo stood on somebody's shoulders that stood on somebody's shoulders that stood on somebody's shoulders, and the opportunity came to him and it was there.
Yeah.
If there's anything, my biggest prayer is that since the shoulders of these quote unquote founders have been identified, thank God for that. Mm. Now take it further.
And don't forget them.
Yeah. Don't forget the founders, but take it further than we ever could have taken.
Yeah.
Make us proud.
Yeah.
Go out there, represent Christ to the fullest. Mess up. Just know we gonna love you because we messed up and nobody else out there may know it like we know it because we remember when we were getting that shine and we started acting a fool and start being prideful. Mm-hmm. We can pull you in and say, I know.
That's good.
You know? But we can also say now, you go on.
Mm-hmm.
Take it further. Go further and represent Christ and turn this world upside down.
Yeah. Anything y'all
want to
add?
I was just kind of shocked and amazed when Fred sent me the messenger about the movie and everything. I was like, okay, this is I'm thinking, okay, this is Fred out here. This is here we go. He's gone again.
Was he just too busy?
It's like he's out here
creating something.
And I got down here and we started rehearsing. I'm like, you know, this is really cool because you know I've gone to a lot of, you know, Christian concerts or hip hop concerts and new guys, you know, and watch them and be like, man, these dudes is coming up with the tour buses looking like they running for office. And I remember the times that we did some things. So
we had a tour bus that had a hole
in the floor. In the floor.
Like, don't step over there.
No.
Mm. College.
He might go.
He's like, is that what we calling it now?
It was on tour.
It was on tour. And it was a bus. You know, but I'm happy that they're doing something like that because there's a lot of, you know, like, you know, Steve Wiley and them and Mike Peace and them. Like, I'm listening to their stuff like, man, like these dudes just, and then seeing them back, you know, I seen them now on stage and I see the video, like, it's the same dude.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then we definitely, you know, them guys definitely deserve their props.
Yeah.
Because they was out there doing it, you know, out there really doing it.
Nobody.
When we came along and said, we was trying to break it and redo it and you know and just bring a whole new style hard style now, you know, these guys are doing great, you know, these guys out here are doing great and I love it.
Yeah, love it.
I can't wait to
so tonight. You know, one of the things we and Fred and I think we were talking about this a little bit last night was this the concept that well not the concept but just the facts that the pioneer generation didn't get a chance necessarily to pass the baton to the next generation, right? And now we sit in the middle of the second and third generation,
yeah,
right? And there's a lot of history there, man, that could have been passed along, a lot of mentorship, you know what I mean? And now that's the second and third generation, there's a little thirst growing in some pockets, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And going like, you know, I wish I could have learned from them. I'm not even sure, though, who them are, you know what I mean?
Right, this
is going to be a great opportunity, prayerfully, man, to open up some of that. But just use a minute or two, man, to if you would, speak into these lives of these artists, you know what I mean, mm-hmm. that are watching this right now going, man, I would love to hear from King Solomon, Fred, and sure. Rick on, you know, as a new artist, what would you say to me in terms of a word or two of advice?
Mm-hmm. Please.
I'm going to just say, just from my experience and my son who is working on something,
yeah.
you know, he's an MC. If you're going to be a part of something as it pertains to the gospel, then the gospel is the focus.
Yeah.
The gospel is the focus. And then what is it specifically that God is calling you to do in the overall dynamic? So you have to kind of begin to see your future.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas we were, you know, kind of cutting through the brush to try to figure out what it was, and then it led us to different areas of ministry.
Yeah.
A lot of these young people, they have an opportunity now to kind of make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's like, once you make it happen, then what?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so for me, it would be, what is that then what looks like?
Yeah.
What does it look like for you?
Yeah.
You know, because... Yeah, you have your gift, you have your talent, but maybe you won't have the platform like you have it all the way, like you have it now.
Mm-hmm.
What then?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What then? And so that would be my challenge. It's like,
yeah,
what is the what then for you?
That's good.
I would say make it real simple for me is I'd say rap until you gray.
Mm.
But also love your spouse until you gray.
Mm.
I say love your children until you gray. Love your community until you gray. And love God.
Mm-hmm.
Until you gray and then completely renewed and you see them face to face.
But in there, I almost feel like in there is something around balance or something that you're saying in there, bro.
Yeah.
Say more, bro. You can't skip past that.
Yeah, because I'm seeing is just like it's that balance will be found.
Mm-hmm.
I have a line that I say, wisdom is found in circadian rhythm.
Mm.
Okay, and what I mean that is you need some nights and days. You need some good days and some bad days. You need to endure. You need to keep on living, keep on going. The circadian, go to sleep on some things that you figured out you were just going to be the greatest. Go on, get some rest. Go on and chill. Go on vacation and spend some time away from hip hop to where it calls you so much that you cannot do nothing but do it. Then you'll probably get rid of the extra fluff that's just in the way. So get out of your own way by living life. So keep on doing it. Go long haul. Don't try to put it all in and then just bust because you burn up as a star that just burns out.
Yeah.
Don't burn out. No, go in this for the long haul.
Yeah.
So that if nobody hears your records, you will know for the sake of the art that when you stand before heaven and all of heaven stands and claps because you wrote the best rhymes that you could write.
Yep.
You did the best job that you could do. You loved your spouse the best that you could love.
Mm-hmm.
So every day, yeah, your competition is against the best that you've become.
Mm.
So you can become a little bit better.
Mm. Ooh. That's a word.
Yeah.
That's a word.
Jeff, I'm just going to say, you know, just be honest and true to yourself.
Yeah,
mean what you're saying and say what you mean.
Yeah.
Because if not, you'll get found out real quick.
Come
and
out.
It is not your reputation that will be on the block.
Yeah.
It will be God's.
Yeah. Praise God.
Wow.
Hey, man, thank y'all. I know it's been a long day. I appreciate y'all, brothers, man.
Thank you, man.
Thank you so much.
Thank you,
appreciate
bro.
Appreciate you.
Indeed.
Hey, y'all. Y'all seen it right here first on Holy Coaching with P.I.D. Preachers in Disguise, but not really. All right, until next time, y'all. God bless.